No offense, but are you a little fat when you look in the mirror? How would you like to learn the secrets to lose 3 to 5 pounds a week easily without joining the gym or going through any crazy diets? It's called Body Sculpt by MedDiet. For the last 2 decades, we've been helping people just like you that have pounds they want to shed. We've helped millions of people lose thousands and thousands of pounds over the years. And now it's your turn. Learn the secrets of how to lose weight with one simple phone call. You'll see an amazing difference in a matter of days. Don't believe us? We'll offer you a money-back guarantee. If you're ready to start losing weight right now, call right now to learn more about your risk-free order to Body Sculpt.
Call for your risk-free offer. 800-738-5332. 800-738-5332. 800-738-5332. That's 800-738-5332.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from the West Coast, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into combat sports.
Ring Talk Live Worldwide is brought to you by the World Boxing Council, the WBC.
Nunes' hands are down, and she's walking Ronda down. She tags her again.
Over and over, Amanda Nunes!
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in radio and internet history.
If I can't teach you one way, I'll teach you another. But I'm gonna get the job done.
Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen. Emanating, coming at you from the multi-million dollar Sports Byline Studios in San Francisco. Check it. This is the one, the only, Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Often imitated, but hardly duplicated. 37, make that 38 plus years now of knocking out all bums. Who am I? My name is Pedro Fernandez. I am your ever so modest host. When I say modest, think cap. Straight up, I'm a 4-time Golden Glove champion, was ranked nationally at one point in time, and I'm an award-winning journalist, so I know a little bit about boxing. But guess what? The average fan, you know more. You buy the tickets. You see things from a totally different lens, a different perspective than I do. So I open up the phone lines to you at the top of each hour. Here it is, the text line. You want to text me here in the studio, the number? 415-275-1613. The Ring Talk Studio text line, once again, 415-275-1613. Well, not a big weekend in the world of boxing last night. Of course, on ESPN, Bob Arum presents Top Rank. Isaac Dogbo, the former champion at 122, now fighting at 126 pounds. Got a lucky decision, I thought. 96-94 was the scores all the way across the board, meaning 6-4 in rounds. In other words, could have been 5-5, just one round over, right? Bottom line was, I thought the other guy won. I thought Joey Gonzalez did enough to win. But the bottom line is, one judge only thought that. 2 judges gave it to Dogbo. Dogbo is now 24-2, 1 draw. He has a lot of, how can I put this, shortcomings as far as a professional fighter, in my opinion. Yeah, he's a guy I told you was preparing for a fight, and he shows up to get an award at a convention, this and that, like 3 or 4 weeks before a fight. Not a good move, but he doesn't think well. Not a full-time fighter mentally. Isaac Dogbo, winner last night on ESPN. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look in the world of boxing and MMA.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Do you love driving, but you don't love your car payment? Open Road Lending can reduce your car payment by as much as $100 a month or more. It's easy to refinance your car payment. Just call today to get your no-obligation quote and find out how much you can save. To qualify for a lower car payment, your car should be less than 10 years old, have less than 125,000 miles, and you've made at least 6 on-time payments. Call Open Road Lending today to learn how you can lower your rate and your payment by refinancing. It's easy, only takes a few minutes, and there's no cost or obligation to apply and get approved. Call today and see how much you can save. 800-871-9417. 800-871-9417. 800-871-9417. That's 800-871-9417. Terms and conditions apply. Financing is available with approved credit. See openroadlending.com for details.
This is a Reese's Peanut Butter Cup sound experiment. We're looking to find the perfect way to hear Reese's so you'll buy more of them. Here we go. Reese's.
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 Reese's. Hey, get out of here, you old stinker.
Reese's.
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 Peanut Butter Cups.
That breathy one sounded very creepy, am I right?
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel, because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
We get in this car, we're driving. We're heading close to Texas. I said, let's pull over for the night. He goes, no, you just need to close your eyes for a little bit. I'll keep driving. And I'm like, macho. He goes, I'm okay. I won't go speed. I said, okay. And I fall asleep. I don't know how long I was closed my eyes, but it wasn't long. He taps me on my shoulder. He goes, hey, I need money for the toll. And I'm like, the toll. And I open my eyes and I see the border. We're on the line to the border into Mexico. I'm like, what are you doing? The patrol looks and they wait for us to go into the security check. And I'm like, it's okay, macho, no problem. I'll take care of this. Let me talk. He goes, yeah, but that's not the problem. I got a little present in the trunk. I got a kilo in the trunk. And I said, okay, macho, put the top down. Where it was a convertible, Jack. And I need you to do macho time right now, right here. He puts the top down. He jumps up out of this car. He jumps onto the hood of this $90,000 Jag. And he stands up and he's screaming, where's Chavez? Everybody went crazy. The Border Patrol comes. Everybody started, Camacho! The Border Patrol guy passes me with a dog. The dog goes crazy. The dog starts barking and scratching. I look in the rearview mirror, and the Border Patrol takes the dog and hits him on the nose. He goes, shut up, that's Camacho!
Only Hector Camacho can pull that off, folks. Sneaking a kilo of coke across the border. Think about that. A kilo of cocaine. The dope dog is going crazy. And the handler tells him, shut the hell up. That's macho. It's macho time. Bottom line is, it was macho time there for a minute, of course. I brought him up because of the fact that Julio Cesar Chavez had a birthday this week. Of course, he and Chavez had that great fight back in 1992. Actually, it wasn't that great of a fight. Camacho showed up, and he got beat down for most of the 12 rounds. But the bottom line is, Camacho was past his peak in 1992. I think Julio Cesar Chavez was approaching his. Of course, Chavez, the greatest Mexican fighter of all time, without a doubt. I mean, think about this, man. He was like 107 wins. 6 losses, 85 KOs. I mean, he went into that Meltzer Taylor fight, the 12th round against Meltzer Taylor. Of course, he lost the fight against Frankie Randall. Outside of that, he came back. He might have lost that fight against, you know, that close fight against Pernell Whitaker down there. I thought he lost it. They called it a draw down there at the Alamo Dome. But the bottom line is, he was on the fortunate side of maybe some of those WBC decisions. But the bottom line is, at the end of the day, man, I don't think anybody else brought it time and time and time again like Julio Cesar Chavez is. Yeah, in his later days, he lost to guys like, you know, Kashizu, but Kashizu, that's no joke. Kashizu was the world champion at that point in time at 140 pounds. He just stepped up. But when I watched Chavez fight, Julio Hector Camacho the first time around, Hector Camacho, Oscar De La Hoya the first time around in June of 1996, I promoted this card on pay-per-view. When I mean pay-per-view, I mean home pay-per-view, not home pay-per-view, a theater. There was no home pay-per-view. I did a theater. I went down to the San Bruno Police Department and said, I want to do a fight here in San Bruno. They said, okay, we'll give you our backing, the whole nine yards. Wink, wink. I didn't know what the wink, wink meant. Anyway, bottom line is, I guess I had to pay them off. I didn't pay them enough because they shut my beer off at 8:30 at night and the gig went until 10 o'clock. But the bottom line was, I threw this fight, Julio Cesar Chavez and Oscar De La Hoya, of course, the Golden Boy at that point in time, 1992 Olympic gold medalist. I threw this fight in a theater. I had five screens. I threw four of them in Spanish and one of them in English. And the bottom line is, we sold out in the whole nine yards. That was a great thing, without a doubt. But Chavez, when I looked around the crowd that night, I mean, these people were enamored. This was it. I mean, there was nothing. The president of Mexico, nobody knew who the hell the president of Mexico was, but they knew who Julio Cesar Chavez was. So I want to wish him the very best as far as his birthday is concerned. He turned 60 years old this week, July 12th. More power to him, JC Chavez. What a record. 107 wins, 6 losses, and 2 draws. Now, I did almost get stabbed because of Julio Cesar Chavez in Las Vegas in, what year was that? 1990. Of course, he was going to fight Meldrick Taylor. And the night before he was going to fight Meldrick Taylor, I was at the Las Vegas Hilton. And this was the host of the hotel. I mean, it was a host hotel for the fight. And there were no Mexicans around. I'm leading to something here. Anyway, I mean, none. So I'm looking for Mexicans to interview for the fight. You know what I'm saying? And the fight sold out. I can't find any Mexicans. What's going on? So anyway, they were all not there yet, or they were staying in the other hotels and this and that. But the bottom line is, I had to go to North Las Vegas. I asked the cab driver. I said, I want to know, where's this some Mexicans? Take me to a Mexican bar. So he said, okay. So he took me to North Las Vegas. And when I pull up to this place, I see people jamming outside, having a good time. And I get out the cab, and I remember paying the cab driver, giving him some bucks, this and that, walking away and walking in there. I had a little tape recorder in my hand. And I look down, and I see blood on the ground. Not a good sign when you're walking into a nightclub. When you see blood on the ground walking in, not a good sign. Believe me, it's not. I'm an ex-cop. Not a good sign. Somebody got lit up like the White House Christmas tree earlier, okay? And they were donating, a little blood donor there. Anyway, bottom line is, blood on the ground. I'm saying to myself, this place probably ain't so cool. And I go in there, and they're like a bunch of Mexican bandits and gangsters. I mean, like, these guys are like, they were the cartel back in 1990. I kid you not. These guys in North Las Vegas, they were notorious. So anyway, I'm sitting down with them, and we're talking Chavez. We're talking Salvador Sanchez. I told them how I saw Salvador Sanchez light up Wilfredo Gomez, of course, in that big fight, Puerto Rico versus Mexico. Boy, what a hell of a match that was, no doubt about that. Maybe one of the greatest fights of all time. Of course, Gomez getting his cheekbone broken in the first round, sticking around for 9 rounds, but he took a whooping on the wave. Salvador Sanchez's crowning moment, no doubt about that. But the great Mexican fighters of all time, still got to go back to Chavez. You have to go back to Chavez. You just do 107 wins. Even Canelo. I mean, people said to me, you know, Canelo, he's the greatest fighter of all time from Mexico. I mean, bottom line is, no, he just happens to be the guy right now. He's a current guy. And he, you know, and of course, he's moving up to 175 pounds, getting beat by a bigger, stronger, younger guy. No shame in that. Of course, some people knocked him down, took him off the pound-for-pound, the top of the pound-for-pound list. But the mere fact that he was able to compete for 12 rounds with this guy, I won't use the word compete. The scorecards look competitive, but the fight wasn't competitive. It was a rout. I mean, it was a rout. I mean, the fact that Bivol had to win that 12th round to get a draw to get his fight, it would have been a draw if he didn't win. Man, those guys, those three judges, all three of them, I have respect for them. All three of those guys, I don't know what they were watching, because the fight I was watching, Bivol was just licking him like a stamp. It wasn't even close. I mean, Canelo may have won one, maybe two rounds, and maybe if you want to give him a welfare check, give him two rounds, but that's it. No more than two rounds. 7-5, 150, 113 was the eventual scorecard, all three scorecards. I thought that was a bit of a ripoff, no doubt about that. Of course, I'm checking some texts here. Tyson Fury. Yeah, Tyson Fury is going to hook up with Tarek Chisora. Looks like that's what's going to happen, the Battle of the UK. Of course, Fury going to wait on the winner of the Oleg Usyk-Anthony Joshua fight. That's going to take place in August, I believe, in Saudi Arabia. Wink, wink, Saudi Arabia. When fights go to Saudi Arabia, that Russian gangster, that Irish gangster, there's so many gangsters involved in boxing now. I mean, maybe I got to do it, because back in my day, when I started on this game, there was guys like, I kid you not, he was coming back. His name was Blinky Palermo. They used to call him Mr. Brown. Okay, Blink Palermo, and who was the other guy? Frankie Carbo. These two guys controlled boxing. They were the mafia. They controlled boxing in the late 1950s and early 1960s. So when I met these, and I'm not that old, but when I met these guys, I met Frankie Carbo. I met the other guy. I met him in 1985. 85 or 86 in Las Vegas. I thought he was banned from going to the fights. I thought he was banned from being anywhere near a casino, this and that, okay? But he wasn't, and it was pretty heavy. It just was. I mean, you can't ask a guy, hey, man, how did you fix, how did you tell people, who decided who was going to, you never knew what was going on with the mob, because the mob, I mean, who decides who's going to win fights? Well, he did. Frankie Carbo decided who was going to win fights. And that was pretty heavy. That just was. When Mr. Brown called you, that was his code name on the phone. When Mr. Brown called you, you took the call and you did what he said. Because if you didn't, there were repercussions. And there were repercussions like broken hands and family members getting hurt and threatened, things like that. So to throw a fight, to not get your family hurt, that's not that big of a thing. Of course, Jake LaMotta, being famous, testifying before that Senate committee about the mafia, having him taking a dive and this kind of stuff. Jake was a good guy. Jake LaMotta, will I go back that far? Yeah. Jake LaMotta was a good guy. He and Tony Holden were close friends. Tony Holden, the great promoter out of Oklahoma, is doing things, I think, at the Garden. He's got that card, that fight card coming up with Jake Paul at the Garden. Anyway, Tony Holden is an amazing promoter. He just is. I mean, all the stuff that he's done over the years, and of course, he had Tommy Morrison at one point in time. I'll never forget that last time I saw Tommy Morrison laying on a bed. He was HIV positive, and they weren't talking about it. You know what I'm saying? Nobody was saying anything, but he was HIV positive at this point in time, and there was a doctor on the bed. They were stitching up his eyes. They were wearing gloves and this kind of stuff, but they were stitching up his eyes, and I said to myself later, this poor guy had HIV at that point in time. Of course, he would die later from I think it was sepsis initially. The actual diagnosis was sepsis, but I think it was brought on by HIV. Of course, his family, Trisha, I want to mention this, Trisha and all these other people in the Morrison family deny he ever had HIV, said it was a hoax, this and that. Of course, he had his own magical cures and pills and all that kind of good stuff and herbs and this and that, and he still died. Okay, the bottom line is the guy died like at 90 pounds. At one point in time, he was a 225-pound heavyweight. So why did I bring that up? I don't know. But the bottom line is Tommy Morrison was a good guy. He was. I mean, there was no doubt about it. But, you know, playing. He played a lot. And people wonder whether he got the HIV sexually or through steroids, because he did take a few Flintstone vitamins in his time. I believe, my opinion, the way I looked at it, he was on the Flintstone vitamins schedule, no doubt about that. But at the end of the day, may he rest in peace, very good heavyweight at one point in time, the WBO heavyweight title. This road will break a little early. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look at the world of boxing and MMA. Of course, my man on the board today, of course, man, Anthony Sandoval, taking care of business here. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free price information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Are you looking to start a business? From side hustles to major business opportunity? Franchise 123 connects franchise buyers with sellers. And we have over 4,000 franchises for you to choose from. In one simple 30-second call, our live agents will sign you up to the platform. This is not a hard sales call either. We give you free access to our database. Yes, free access. No cost. We are the largest online franchise database in the world. You can find 95% of all businesses. Buying a franchise doesn't have to be complicated. We make it easy. And right now, some have no startup fees. You can turn your special skill into a franchise business or go full scale with all the top franchise businesses in the world. Sign up with Franchise 123 now and get your free guide to franchise success now. Call 800-433-0539, 800-433-0539, or text Franchise 123 to 63566. Text Franchise 123 to 63566.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Hector Camacho may be boxing's greatest showman since Muhammad Ali, and certainly one of its best fighters. A few days ago in Madison Square Garden, he again successfully defended his lightweight title. His share of the purse was said to be about $1 million, so it's no wonder he likes the fight game just the way it is. But some view boxing as nothing more than legalized brutality, a sport like others that leaves many of its performers damaged for life. Those involved in boxing, from managers to TV networks to fighters themselves, resist any changes. Why? Well, just ask the Macho Man, Hector Macho Camacho.
Why, I've been all around the world. I met ambassadors, presidents. I'm important. I'm important because of boxing. A little cockroach that was crawling around the ghetto is important.
Maybe not important, but certainly rich and famous. With a new recording contract and an eye on an acting career, he's been seen everywhere from Ring Magazine to Playgirl. Just 4 years ago, he was on parole, doing time for auto theft, and fighting for $800 a pop, mostly in New York. He's since gone from a borrowed bicycle to a Corvette, two Maseratis, and a Lamborghini. Flash and personality have become his trademark, so much so that you almost forget that first and foremost, he's a boxer. A great boxer. The lightweight division is the best in boxing, and in 29 professional fights, Camacho has never lost. He's the current WBC lightweight champion, 135 pounds of speed and technique that belies the fact he's just 24 years old. He's typical of the young and successful in this game. He can't imagine ever losing or ever being hurt.
It could happen, but it ain't gonna happen. You gotta put that in your head. It ain't gonna happen. It's a poor man's sport. I came from the street. My mother was on welfare. I had all my hopes in it. All my hopes from head to toe. I got my mother's house. I support my son. I got cars forever. Nice training camp, good people, well known, well loved. Can't complain. Hey, break my jaw. Bottom line is, after you break my jaw, I still got my $1 million.
The Macho Man, may he rest in peace, Hector Camacho, 79-6, 38 KOs, of course, man. Born in Puerto Rico, Bayamon, Puerto Rico, died in Bayamon, Puerto Rico, the result of a gunshot wound. Of course, that took place it's been almost 10 years now. Of course, guys are in jail now. They're awaiting trial, I think, here both in the United States and in Puerto Rico. But at the end of the day, Camacho messed around with that Colombian dust. He could just not leave it alone. I mean, how can I put it? CBS was doing one of his fights, and at some one point in time, they were going to interview him, and they tried to interview him like a day before the fight, and he was going through some psychotic changes. He was going through some cocaine. He was ready to jump out of windows, those kind of stuff. I mean, he was really nuts, okay? And then the next day, of course, he was smooth and won every round in a fight. So that's sort of Hector Camacho. I mean, like Jekyll and Hyde, without a doubt, but I'll never forget the time that, you know, I was almost in tears in Atlantic City. I'll never forget this, man. I'll never forget this. I was almost in tears in Atlantic City because my ex-wife had hung up the phone on me. Oh, yeah. No. She hung up the phone on me and my daughter. I was talking to my daughter on the phone, and I was talking to her from Atlantic City, and phone calls were expensive back then. Bottom line is I had a free line. I was taking advantage of it in the whole 9 yards. So I'm talking to my daughter, and my wife says, time's up or something like that. She hung up. So I was ticked. I screamed something like that in the office. I was in Mike Akery's office, promoter Mike Akery, who's promoting Hector Camacho at the time. So anyway, Camacho heard what was going on because he heard me screaming, blah, blah, blah. And he says, hey, let me call her. I'll call her. What do you want to call her? I said, she likes you. I said, yeah, she does. Yeah. So when he called her, he made her look like a fool. She goes, I had another friend of mine at one point in time. His name was Hector. And when Hector Camacho called, she thought it was him. She goes, is so-and-so there? I won't even mention her name. She says a piece of work. Is Pedro's ex-wife there? And the ex-wife said, yeah, that's me. And he says, why did you hang up on the phone? Blah, 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 blah. This is Hector. Hector, hell! Yeah, well, Hector Camacho, she softened up her tone after that. But the bottom line is, he was one of those guys who would just do anything for you. He would reach out. Hey, another guy, Johnny Tapia. Johnny Tapia was like not all there at one point in time and off base at this point in time, here and there, okay? But yet he'll reach out for you. And when he was alive, he would do anything for you at one point in time. There were two sides of Camacho. The good side, the bad side. There were two sides to Johnny Tapia, the good side, the bad side. Actually, there were three sides of Tapia, because Tapia had the cocaine problem, which brought out, you know, the bad side of him, I thought. And then he had an opioid problem. That's what he actually eventually died from. I think his heart stopped from opioids. So at the end of the day, drugs took out Johnny Tapia. Drugs took out Hector Camacho. We shot to death, as I said earlier, in Bayamon, Puerto Rico. Of course, by some drug cartel guys, alleged drug cartel guys, this and that, but guys were headquartered in Miami, this and that. I'm not sure if Camacho was a target. We still don't know whether Camacho was the actual target, and I thought he was collateral damage, that they were going after the guy that was driving the car, the guy that had all the cocaine, of course, and Camacho was just hanging around for the free blow, but the blow brought him to his end. He rests in peace, Hector Camacho, 79-6, three draws, and 38 KOs. Now, everybody's talking about Ryan Garcia. Of course, Ryan Garcia, winner last week over, I don't want to get excited about that. He beat an old man. He beat a guy that was old, slower, and smaller. You're supposed to beat those guys. In other words, there was no like, is he going to win? Is he going to win? Is he going to win? No. There was no doubt he was going to win. Javier Fortuna, nice guy. Competent guy, old guy, small guy, old, small, can't punch. Bottom line is, easy pickings for Ryan Garcia. Now Ryan Garcia is in a position where he's got to put up or shut up, because we're tired of hearing him talk. All he does is talk. Hey, you may be the Instagram king and the TikTok king and all that other BS, but the bottom line is, man, you ain't the king at 135 or 140 pounds now. And now you made a statement that you're stepping up. And if this Tank Davis fight, Gervonta Davis, of course, undefeated Davis out of 26-0, 24 knockouts out of Baltimore, New York, Baltimore, Maryland. If that fight doesn't happen, man, and you go somewhere else, I'm not watching. Not even if it's on the zone. I'm tired of watching. You talk too much, Brian. I mean, Ryan, you talk a real good game. You do. And I was convinced you had some incredible talent. I still think you do. Okay? But I think there might be something missing. I was hoping that the new trainer, Joe Goosen, of course, one of the Goosen clan, Dan Goosen, headed the Goosen flock. There was like seven of them, I think, of course, 10 Goose Boxing. But Joe Goosen is his trainer now. Joe Goosen is pound for pound one of the best trainers maybe ever. He's good. He's good mentally. He's good physically. He's got it all going on. And he's still in decent enough shape to get in there and do his things as far as being a trainer, some pads and maybe a little road work here and there. I'm telling you, Joe Goosen's still in shape. So Joe's got Ryan Garcia. Did Ryan look like a better fighter against Javier Fortuna last week than he did the fight before? Yes, because he'd been off a while. But the bottom line is, you know, that fight before, he looked really amateurish. I mean, he missed a left hook and almost fell out of the ring, almost launched over a top rope. I mean, there was some bad, bad mechanical moves you can blame on rust regarding Ryan Garcia's prior performance. But last week, he looked sharp. And he looked the way he's supposed to look against a guy that's inferior. That's just what I'm trying to tell you. So anyway, him and Davis. Davis would probably be a 2.5, maybe a 3-1 favorite in my mind. I'm serious. I would just put it to you like that. He's got the power. I don't think, and Ryan's going to have to lift him up, and that's going to be with uppercuts. I don't know if Ryan's willing to commit himself and go with the uppercuts, because when you go with the uppercuts, you bring your hands, you know, you leave yourself susceptible and open in this sense. I don't know if Ryan's going to want to go there. I don't know if Ryan's, I just don't know. I mean, there's so many, I don't know, so many question marks surrounding Ryan Garcia. All we know about Ryan Garcia is that he's undefeated. He comes from Victorville, California, and they got a good barbecue on the main drag in Victorville. Outside of that, it's the barbecue and Ryan Garcia. Nothing else is in Victorville. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. It's a town on the coast here, probably about 100 miles south of Santa Cruz here in California. But outside of that, Victorville has nothing. But Ryan Garcia and Gervonta Davis is the fight that fans want to see. It's the fight the media wants to see. It's the battle of the undefeated. Of course, now Ryan Garcia trying to say, well, you know, I'm a 140-pounder now, and I feel better at 140 and this and that. Yeah. But you know what, man? I don't think that's going to work. I just don't think so. I think you need to go back to 135 or go stay at 135 where you were and get it done. You just need to get it done. I mean, son, I'm calling you son because you're a young man. The bottom line is you're about to blow this. I can see, I think you're about to blow this. You're in a position to maybe step into superstardom, but you've got to do it the right way. And that means you got to go through Gervonta Davis. If you don't go through him, superstardom, eh. Ryan Garcia was one of those guys. Yeah, he had a big internet following, but he couldn't beat Tank Davis. That's what it's going to boil down to, the battle of the undefeated. Of course, supposed to go down in November. There's two fights left on Mayweather. Mayweather Promotions has a contract with Gervonta Davis. I believe there's two fights left on that. And, of course, they're going to want to put the fight on Showtime pay-per-view. Ryan Garcia's people are probably going to want to put it on some type of DAZN or DAZN pay-per-view. Remember, DAZN was that free app? That app where if you paid $12 a month, you never had to pay for pay-per-view. Or when they jacked it up to 20, that pissed me off. When they jacked it up to $20 a month, they said you never have to pay for pay-per-view. Well, guess what? Now they want you to pay for pay-per-view. I'm not going to do it with DAZN. I mean, I'll go up to the strip club up the street and pay $20 to watch the fights up there. Besides, you know, the attractions are a little bit better than watching at home on pay-per-view. But at the end of the day, is I just don't know if that this fight's going to happen because of the fact that, just as Gervonta Davis has got the contract with Showtime. He has to appear for Showtime. Ryan Garcia has a contract with DAZN. Somebody's got to come together. There's got to be a meeting in the minds. Maybe they could put it on a third channel or something like that. But no, that's not going to happen. One channel is going to fight for it. The other channel is going to fight for it. What's going to boil down to? I don't know, but I think that might be the stickler in making this fight. That's a super fight of 2022, without a doubt. Gervonta Davis, 26-0, 24 wax, and Ryan Garcia, 24-0, 18-19 wax. Bottom line is, battle of the undefeated, 135 pounds, it needs to happen. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, the longest running fight show in history.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60 plus for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. That's 800-493-6118.
Are you having a difficult time getting in and out of your old bathtub? Here's a new, affordable idea to consider. When you bought your home years ago, you had a traditional bathtub, and you put a shower curtain in it, and it lasted for years. But now, maybe you or your mom is having difficulty getting in and out of a high-step tub. For some people, that can be an accident waiting to happen. If you or one of your parents is in this situation, and you don't want to spend thousands and thousands of dollars, call Steve at Senior Safety Pro Tub to Shower today. They can help you convert any old bathtub into a walk-in shower, in some cases under $2,000, in about a week. It's simple, beautiful, and priced just right. Call Steve right now for your free consultation. 855-326-7440. 855-326-7440. 855-326-7440. That's 855-326-7440.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? We can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents or having to waste time showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your house to foreclosure. If you have equity in your home, we'll buy your home and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call now before your situation gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just need anymore and get the cash you need today. Call this number now.
800-950-8218. 800-950-8218. 800-950-8218. That's 800-950-8218. Paid for by Want to Sell.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
There was always something about Hector that was a lot of fun. You're always happy to see him.
Did you give the dogs names, or did you find out what their names were?
No, that was good as mush.
He was hard not to like. But before the night of the fight, we got a call in our hotel. One of his handlers, in great stress, said, you know, you've got to come over here. We'll get him on the phone. He's trying to jump out a window. And he was completely out of his mind, drug-wise. You know, talked him out of it, calmed down, and they got him out of the danger. And then the concern was, how's he going to be fight time?
Tim, this is by far the most dangerous opponent that Camacho has faced.
And the next day, you wouldn't have known anything had happened.
Camacho told me he's going to go right out and jump on him in the first round. Let's see if he does it.
There was domination there. He threw the punches he wanted to throw, moved the way he wanted to move, and did what he wanted to do.
Oh, solid left uppercut. And down goes Sanchez. He is in trouble. And it is all over. Camacho, Camacho.
A startling first round knockout.
Reliving the Macho Man, of course, Hector Camacho. I love him, man. I had a good time being around him. Without a doubt, when he wasn't on cocaine, he was the funnest guy to be around. When he was on coke, it was weird. I mean, it just was. Sometimes he was cool on coke. Sometimes he wasn't cool on coke. Sometimes he was like the perfect gentleman. Somebody was like, oh, just I'm talking welterweights right now. I was talking lightweights a little bit. Let's step it up to 147 pounds, of course. Maybe pound for pound, the best fighter in the world is Terrence Crawford, the undefeated lad, of course, from Omaha, Nebraska, which I thought was a city in Hawaii at one point in time. It's in Nebraska. Omaha is Nebraska, not in Honolulu, or around Honolulu, like I thought at this point in time, circa 1990 or something like that. Some lady said, you want a free ticket to Omaha? I said, oh, yeah, okay, I'll go. I thought it was Hawaii. It wasn't Hawaii. We had to sit back down, and we're not going to Nebraska. Anyway, bottom line is Terrence Crawford, 38 and zip. Earl Spence is the guy that they want him to fight. 28 and zip, of course. One guy's 34 years old. Spence is 32. Spence has been thrown out of a car at 115 miles an hour, which I think will have permanent damage. I don't think there's, without a doubt, he is permanently damaged. I think the next best guy on the bill, and he might be better than both these guys, is Virgil Ortiz Jr. He's 18 in zip with 18 whacks. He's entertaining. He's Mexican-American. He brings it. He can speak well. Articulate himself well, without a doubt. I mean, comes to us out of Texas. Dallas is where he fights out. Of course, he's going to take on Michael McKenzie. McKenzie's undefeated, 22 and zip, got a few knockouts, not a big-time puncher. But the bottom line is they're going to do this in Fort Worth. This fight was canceled earlier in the year. It's going to go down August the 6th on Fort Worth. I think that's going to be on DAZN, without a doubt. It'll be on television. Pound for pound, I think he's maybe the best welterweight going. I'm talking about Virgil Ortiz. I look at the rest of the guys, I see him just getting old. I think that a young guy can step it up and maybe upset these guys. I mean, Jordi Ugas, they still got him in the top 10. God damn, the guy's older than dirt. Anyway, 36 years old, because he beat Manny Pacquiao. Oh, boy, Manny Pacquiao's 40 years old, 41 years old. Speaking of Manny Pacquiao, Freddie Roach said last week he's willing to work with Manny Pacquiao again. I told you, it would only be a matter of time after he lost that race for the presidency of the Philippines, got his ass whooped, got like 5% of the vote. How the hell can you get 5% of the vote being Manny Pacquiao? You would think that Manny Pacquiao's family, relatives and his cousins would account for more than 5% of the vote, but it didn't. He only got 5% of the vote. Good Lord, man. Not a good thing. He's a senator, of course, in the Philippines, was a congressman, but the fact he didn't run for senator in his own province, in General Santos City, which is like a big province, he ran in like I don't want to call it a ghetto, but like a village where his wife was born. So that's where he sort of, that's how he became senator. So he didn't do it the right way. He didn't go mainstream. He sort of went back door. But the bottom line is Manny Pacquiao, 41 years old, still talking about boxing. But the rest of this welterweight division, Ugas is not part of the mix. Keith Thurman's a good opponent for anybody. Of course, Keith Thurman, 30-1, lost that one fight. I'm looking at some of the other names here. The guy that stands out at 147, without a doubt, is not Conor Benn. Oh, everybody thinks Conor Benn. Of course, Nigel Benn's son. No. The Dark Destroyer was one thing. Listen, rarely are the offspring of professional fighters, rarely do they live up to their father's expectations, mainly because they're never that hungry. I mean, case in point, Julio Cesar Chavez Jr. The guy grew up in the suburbs. His father was fighting four-rounders living in a railroad car in Tijuana, pissing in a bucket, okay? Kid you not, pissing in a bucket, living in a railroad car on the tracks. That's how he got by early on, okay? His kid was living in mansions. So you're going to try to tell me that the kid's going to have the same discipline as his father had, living in a mansion compared to living in a railroad car? No. Julio Cesar Chavez Sr. Was a hungry guy. Jr. was never hungry, without a doubt. Now, the guy at 147 seems to be the dark horse. Well, I don't call him a dark horse. Bottom line is I think he can whack 27 knockouts and 29 wins. Jared Ennis. I mean, Jared just rolls through people. Castillo Clayton lasted two rounds with him in his last fight. Before that, it was Thomas Dwalim. I mean, he had a decent record. Came in at 28-25-5, left in the first round. Before that, Sergio Lippis got stopped in the sixth round. I mean, yikes, man. He's done some monstrous stuff. He just has. And I think that this guy just might be the future of the welterweight division. I do. Because Sock talks big about him. Socrates Palmer, boxing's PhD, talks big about Jaron Ellis. Of course, I think Ennis is a future. It was a future without a doubt. Now, want to talk women's boxing for a second, because they say I don't give women's boxing enough play on this show. Well, I'm going to give it a bunch of play right now because Anthony said I had to, okay? Pound for pound, the best fighter in the world as far as the females are concerned, I think, is Synesius Estrada. I just think she's the best. She's like 105 pounds, 22 in zip. She's fought people from 105 to 120 pounds, something like that. Anyway, she's a remarkable young lady, a very, very good color analyst as far as boxing on TV is concerned. So I think she's the best pound for pound in my mind. According to the BoxRec stats, Katie Taylor is, of course, the lightweight champion, the one that won that controversial decision over Amanda Serrano about a month and a half, 2 months ago. Of course, that took place in the Garden. They both got $1 million. More power to them making that money. But she comes to us out of Bray, Ireland, and she got licked like a stamp. I mean, she got whooped. There was just no doubt about that. At the end of that fight, there was no doubt. There was no way I could have came up with a scorecard that Katie Taylor could have won. I mean, no way. Absolutely none. None. It wasn't even remotely a possibility. I mean, she lost, right? So when the judges gave her the fight, you know, sort of ticked me off to an extent, because I said, there's a robbery going on right now. Women's boxing, no different from men's boxing, still the same scumball officials sometimes, okay? And I hate to put it to you like that, but maybe these officials had a bad night. But the bottom line is, they gave Katie Taylor a fight, and she didn't deserve that fight, without a doubt. Of course, Katie Taylor, 21-0, as I said, coming to us from Bray, Ireland. The fight with Amanda Serrano, scores were 96-93, 97-93, and one judge had it 96-94. For Amanda Serrano. But the bottom line is, I thought Serrano won that fight going away, maybe 97-93. It was hard, maybe even 98-92. It was hard for me to give Katie Taylor more than one or two rounds. You just couldn't do it. I mean, she took a good whooping. If you want to give, you can't give people points for getting their ass whooped. You just can't do it. I mean, somebody says, oh, he's a tough guy. So, doesn't mean still lost a round. Katie Taylor still lost those rounds. Katie Taylor was getting lit up like a White House Christmas tree there for a while, okay? And I thought she was going to get stopped on a couple of occasions. So I admire her resilience and the fact that she didn't get KO'd, okay? But, you know, at the end of the day, that was a bad, 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 bad fight. So now Amanda Serrano, of course, the number two pound-for-pound woman in the world in the minds of the BoxRec people. Of course, she's, what, 42-2 now, never been stopped, 30 KOs of one draw. And she is, like, stepping up. She's going to take on Brenda Carball. It's going to go down August the 6th at the Garden, of course, as well. 10 two-minute rounds. Of course, she's going to be under that Jake Paul, Hasim Rahman Jr. card. In fact, Hasim Rahman is a heavyweight. Hasim Rahman's father was Hasim Rahman who appeared on the show like moments after he knocked out Lennox Lewis in South Africa to win the heavyweight championship back in like in the 90s. I kid you not. So he was on the show. Stan Hoffman gave him the phone, the telephone. We happened to have like cell phones back there. Some little crazy stuff. We handed him the phone. So Hossein Rockman was on the show like 45 minutes after knocking out Lennox Lewis and winning the heavyweight championship. Of course, he didn't successfully defend that title. Of course, he lost. And, you know, a bit of a Rockman story. Here's a good one. HBO offered him a $25 million deal, $24.2 million, I think was the exact figure. And Cedric Kushner had a check for $24.2 million he was going to give to Hossein Rahman, right? So Don King got involved, and Don King, of course, wanted Hossein Rahman. He wanted a piece of the heavyweight championship back again. So what did Don do? Don offered him $350,000 in cash in a duffel bag. So here you've got a $24.2 million check in your hand, right? And you take $350,000 in cash. If that isn't ghetto, what is it? What is? I mean, think about that. How the hell can you get conned into taking $350,000 instead of $22 million? Oh, the check's going to bounce, blood. The check ain't going to work. You know, you ever seen a $22 million check? I mean, I think DK was rolling on to see Rockman. Kept him up till 3 o'clock in the morning. Finally, he got Rockman to sign off and take that duffel bag with $350,000 in it. Of course, Don King is Don King, without a doubt, the wire-haired wonder, but that was a little unscrupulous. Anyway, back to my baby, Amanda Serrano. Brenda Carball is 18-5, is going to go down to the guard. Of course, Jake Paul is going to be in that main event. Got to give Jake Paul some credit for being willing to step up to fight a guy that's as big as Hossein Rahman, because, you know, size matters in two things: pornography and combat sports. This is combat sports. This guy's moving up from, like, basically a cruiserweight. I'm talking about Jake Paul, cruiserweight, big light heavyweight, something like that, to fighting a real heavyweight. I just don't know if that's a smart thing to do. Unless, of course, you know, like Sammy Gravano said, maybe Hossein Rahman's willing to blink an eye. Maybe he's willing to look the other way. Maybe he's willing to take a dive. I don't think he is. I think this is his claim to fame. But outside of that, Jake Paul looks like he's a sighted underdog here. And I didn't think he would put himself in the position of being an underdog. I mean, he's a television sensation, and he pays fighters. That's what I love about the dude. I mean, I don't like his fighting ability. I don't want to tune in to see Jake Paul box. I mean, it's not like I'm watching Camacho or Ali or anything like that. But I do admire him for the fact that he pays people underneath him. He gets the money. When he sold out that arena, I think in Cleveland a few months back, he gave Amanda Serrano $250,000. The most she'd ever made in her life, I think, was $25,000. And she made $250,000 fighting under Jake Paul. So Jake Paul, he spreads the wealth around. He gave $1 million to the undercard, an entire $1 million to the undercard. Split it up. I don't know how they split it up, but the bottom line is the undercard of one of his fights split up $1 million. Do you ever hear Mike Tyson doing that? Oscar De La Hoya doing that? The aforementioned Julio Cesar Chavez doing that? No, but you hear Jake Paul doing that. So I'm going to give Jake Paul all kinds of props without a doubt. Is he the greatest fighter in the world? No, he's not the greatest fighter in the world. Do I think he's become world champion? I don't think he's become world champion. I think he's good for boxing. I do. He sells tickets. People want to come to see him fight. Whether you like him or not, people want to come see him fight. He's an attraction. I'm not trying to say he's the next cruiserweight champion of the world. In fact, I'm being sort of, if I was in his camp, I'd be worried about him getting by Rahman. I mean, Rahman is a big, big, big heavyweight. I mean, he just is. Compared, when you look at the two guys put together, you say to yourself, you know, I'm going to bet on the big guy. Because, you know, 9 out of 10 times, size does matter. As I said, size does prevail. Size prevails in combat sports. It just does. I mean, look at Dmitry Bivol and Canelo Alvarez. Everybody said Canelo's, oh, the most talented boxer in the entire world. Bivol beat him with basic 1-2s. 1-2's an occasional hook. I mean, there was nothing that he didn't throw any spectacular stuff at Canelo Alvarez. He beat him with boxing basics. Beat him with boxing's basics, okay? And that's the way it's done. As far as Canelo taking on Triple G, of course, September, the third time around, the first time was a draw. Some people thought Triple G might have won that fight. Of course, the second fight was a decision win for Canelo Alvarez. Most people were content with that decision going to Canelo. This third fight, of course, Triple G is like 40, 41 years old, older than dirt. Had some problems with the Japanese guy, Murata. Kyoto Murata. Of course, they fought, I think, in February in Tokyo or something like that, and it was in Japan, but he had some problems with him early on as far as body shots were concerned. And we know if he was getting hurt by body shots thrown by the 2012 Olympic gold medalist, Murata, you know he's going to get hurt by body shots thrown by Canelo Alvarez, the king of the body shots, without a doubt. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look at the world of boxing and MMA. Text me here in the studio if you want. Text line 415-275-1613. That's 415-275-1613. My hat's off to the Macho Man. We'll be right back.
Watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then, if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you. With the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Oh, good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. That's 800-732-9635.
If you're taking a calcium supplement, it's probably not doing what you think it is. That's because you still lose bone density with traditional calcium supplements. That's where calcium from algae comes in. AlgaeCal Plus doesn't just stop bone loss. It's the only supplement ever shown to increase bone density in clinical studies. That's right. AlgaeCal Plus increases bone density, even if you're in your 80s. That's because your bones need more than just calcium and vitamin D to stay strong. There are actually 13 minerals and 3 vitamins needed to build healthy new bone, and AlgaeCal Plus contains all of them, and it's proudly made in the USA. Your calcium doesn't increase bone density. AlgaeCal Plus does. Talk to one of our bone health consultants today and see how AlgaeCal Plus can start increasing your bone density. Call now.
800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. That's 800-437-8217.
Are you tired of paying hundreds of dollars or more every month for your family's health benefits? Would you pay as little as $10 a week to save more money on your health care visits? You'll save on dental care, chiropractic visits, telehealth visits, vision care, medical lab work, and much, much more. All of this for one low fee of around $40 a month for your entire family. Ameriplan has been providing Americans with fantastic discount health plans for 30 years. Have access to a quarter of a million high-quality health providers. Even if you have health insurance, you need to have an Ameriplan discount health plan. And again, for less than $40 a month, your entire family is covered. Best thing you can do is make a free call right now and learn about how our Platinum plan can help you with your health care needs for as low as $40 a month. 800-723-2391. 800-723-2391. 800-723-2391. That's 800-723-2391.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Mr. Dana White, wherever you are, I have a hit list, but I want to start getting paid. I want to start making heavyweight money.
That was the former lightweight, former featherweight and bantamweight UFC champion Henry Cejudo. Of course, bad dude, without a doubt, 2012 Olympic gold medalist in wrestling, something like that. Bottom line is, he can rumble without a doubt, but he walked away from the UFC because he couldn't get paid. I mean, the UFC made $279 million last year, I believe, okay? The payroll was 10%. Think about that. If you had a company, you were only able to pay 10% in expenses out there, you were making 90%, you're doing pretty damn good. That is a monopoly without a doubt. Last night, across the pond, as far as the UFC was concerned, the O2 Arena, London, UK, Curtis Blaydes and Thomas Belli was stopped in the first round. Some TKO and a knee injury, something like that. But the bottom line is, of course, Brian Ortega was stopped last week on some type of shoulder injury. So two main events in a row, as far as the UFC was concerned, stopped on injuries. Jack Hermanson beat Chris Curtis. That was a unanimous nod. Outside of that, there's no names on the card. Paddy Piblet is a big Irish guy. They're high on this guy in Ireland, 155 pounds, a lightweight. But he beat Jordan Levet with a submission rear naked choke in the second round. Outside of that, nothing happening in the UFC as far as big-time fights are concerned. Of course, Francis Ngannou, the current UFC heavyweight champion, wants no part of the UFC. John Jones, the pound-for-pound best fighter in the world of mixed martial arts, he wants no part of the UFC. Henry Cejudo, he retired. He wants no part of the UFC. I mean, why? Why are these guys walking away from Dana White? Because Dana's a pimp, in my mind. I'm going to tell you, I'm a cop. I was a cop in San Francisco. I knew pimps. Okay, white pimps, black pimps, Chinese pimps, you name it. They came in all ethnic groups. They just did. Okay. But they couldn't get away with giving their girls 10% on the dollar. You just couldn't imagine this. Girl, you're going to go pull, you're going to go have fun with this guy here, and you're going to make $150, and I'm going to give you 15 bucks, and you're going to be happy? Hell no, you're not going to be happy. And there's no way the UFC fighters are happy. I mean, Dana says everybody gets a share of the pay-per-view. No, everybody doesn't get a share of the pay-per-view, Dana. That's totally disingenuous. I don't think that's even right. Unless it's in their contract and they signed this big-time contract, much like John Jones. John Jones got a cut of the pay-per-view. I don't know too many of the other people that got cuts of the pay-per-view as far as contracts with the UFC was concerned. At the end of the day, the UFC is a plantation. Yeah, a plantation. Plantation you have to be on if you want to be in the world of mixed martial arts, but you don't want to be on because you're getting pimped. It's a bad way, both sides. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Hour number two after the break. Anthony, take me to the biased news.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marissa reporting. Protesters turned out Saturday on the streets of London and in the Scottish city of Glasgow to demand faster action against climate change following the record-smashing temperatures that scorched the UK this week. Activist groups led protesters in a sit-in on Parliament Square in London to demand that the Conservative government stop giving new licenses for oil and gas production, tax big polluters, and help people install more energy-efficient heating in their homes. The heat wave paralyzed major train networks, damaged airport runways, and saw 15 fire departments across the country declaring major incidents. The administration has come out in support of the South Asian Heart Health Awareness Research Act of 2022 and looks forward to working with the Senate on this critical bill. South Asian Americans carry a disproportionate risk of cardiovascular disease and related disorders like type 2 diabetes. This is USA Radio News.
You ever make a change and then think, why didn't I do this years ago? Well, that's how people feel about switching to MediShare for their healthcare, especially now with inflation the way it is. People are very happy with the savings. Most families save about $500 a month when they switch. It's a huge help when prices are going up so fast in so many other areas. And MediShare's customer satisfaction rate is double that of health insurance. It's just a different experience, and people really like that. MediShare is an alternative to health insurance. It's a community of Christians who share each other's healthcare bills, and it's been going strong for over 25 years. It really is the gold standard, the most trusted name in healthcare sharing. Find out why people love it. Find out why they rave about the customer service, and find out how good it feels to save some money right now. They're super easy to talk to. Here's the number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
I'm Tony Marusso reporting. Russian missile strikes have hit the southern Ukrainian port of Odessa after Ukraine and Russia agreed on a deal that would allow the resumption of vital grain exports from the region. A spokesperson for the Odessa Military Administration said two missiles hit the infrastructure of the port and two were shot down by Ukraine's air defenses. It comes one day after ministers from both Ukraine and Russia signed an agreement brokered by the United Nations and Turkey in Istanbul to allow grain exports from Ukrainian Black Sea ports aimed at easing the global food crisis sparked by war. Former President Donald Trump spoke to a crowd of students at USA's Student Action Summit in Tampa Bay Saturday night, once again pushing some claims of election fraud to the young crowd and of being persecuted.
They want to damage me in any form so I can no longer represent you. Obviously, they want me not to be the candidate because they never talk about anybody else.
This is USA Radio News.
Suspense.
The shadow knows.
Mystery in the air, starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler, and I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.
Limiting the size of new swimming pools in and around Las Vegas might save a drop in the proverbial bucket amid historic drought and climate change in the West. Officials are taking the plunge anyway, capping the size of new swimming pools at single-family residential homes to about the size of a three-car garage. citing worries about dwindling drinking water allocations from the drying up Lake Mead Reservoir on the depleted Colorado River. Officials in Clark County voted this week to limit the size of new pools to 600 square feet. Clark County figures show there are about 200,000 residential pools in the area of 2.4 million people. Another 1,300 are added annually. An estimated 17.7 million viewers watched Thursday night's hearing of the House committee investigating the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol. The Nielsen Company said that is second to the 20 million who saw the first committee hearing on June 9th, the only other one of the eight sessions held in primetime. 10 networks aired this past week's hearing live, down from the 11 that showed the June 9th session. The six daytime hearings averaged 11.2 million viewers, with a peak audience of 13.2 million on June 28th, when ex-White House aide Cassidy Hutchinson testified about former President Donald Trump's behavior. Dwight Smith, a runner-up for National League Rookie of the Year, who played on Atlanta's World Series winning team in 1995, died Friday, the Braves announced. He was 58. The Braves said the former outfielder and pinch hitting specialist died of congestive heart and lung failure. This is USA Radio News.
No offense, but are you a little fat when you look in the mirror? How would you like to learn the secrets to lose 3 to 5 pounds a week easily without joining the gym or going through any crazy diets? It's called Body Sculpt by MedDiet. For the last 2 decades, we've been helping people just like you that have pounds they want to shed. We've helped millions of people lose thousands and thousands of pounds over the years. And now it's your turn. Learn the secrets of how to lose weight with one simple phone call. You'll see an amazing difference in a matter of days. Don't believe us? We'll offer you a money-back guarantee. If you're ready to start losing weight right now, call right now to learn more about your risk-free order to Body Sculpt.
Call for your risk-free offer. 800-738-5332. 800-738-5332. 800-738-5332. That's 800-738-5332.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from the West Coast, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Your inside look into combat sports.
Ring Talk Live Worldwide is brought to you by the World Boxing Council, the WBC.
And now, the host of the longest running fight show in radio and internet history.
I am not these bubblegum dudes you're talking to.
Pedro Fernandez.
He will be mine in round 9. And if he makes me sore, I'll cut it to 4.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen, emanating, coming at you from the multi-million dollar Sports Byline Studios, check it, this is the one, the only, Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Often imitated but hardly duplicated, 37, make that 38 plus years now of knocking out all bums. Who am I? My name is Pedro Fernandez. I am an ever so modest host. When I say modest, think caps. I'm a 4-time Golden Glove champion and won some awards for my boxing writing, so I'm a trained journalist. I know what I'm talking about, but guess what? The average fan, they know more. You guys buy the pay-per-views, you buy the tickets straight up. So I open up the text line at the top of each hour of Ring Talk Live Worldwide for just you. If you want to text me, you can. The number, 415-275-1613. Studio text line once again for Ring Talk Live Worldwide, 415-275-1613. Of course, we are a week away from the return of Danny Garcia. Why am I not impressed with Danny Garcia? Because he's fighting at 154 pounds, and maybe he was a lightweight at his best. Of course, he fought at 140 and won the junior welterweight championship. He was unsuccessful at 147 against Errol Spence, I believe. But the bottom line is, at the end of the day, Danny's just small. He doesn't gamble. He's one of those guys that he just shows up. He shows up. That's all it is. And if the fight's like, you know, if I've got to gamble to win here, I'm not going to do it. Danny's not a gambler. He's not. He's a businessman. It's all about business and money with the man from Philadelphia, PA. Now, I laud him for his financial accomplishments and his real estate investments, that kind of good stuff. More power to him. But the bottom line is, man, you're fighting at 154 pounds, fighting against a guy that can fight a little bit, and I'm hoping that he puts you back in your seat. What I'm trying to tell you is that you didn't belong at 147. Maybe that was a bit of a push. 140 was your weight. 135, I thought, could have been your best weight. But the bottom line is, now you're starting to do things at 154. And Danny, you're probably going to get beat up bad next week. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, where size matters in two things, pornography and combat sports. This is Ring Talk.
How would you like to publish and sell your own audiobook? Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. You'll choose from one of our many voice actors. Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Consumers are mobile these days, and having an audiobook helps authors reach a larger customer base, which increases book sales. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network does it all for you. We hold your hand throughout the entire production process. We'll create an audiobook that you can be proud of. It doesn't cost or take as much time as you may think. In fact, for us, it's pretty easy. It's what we do. If you've got a published print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, give Audiobook Network a call right now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-514-0521. 800-514-0521. That's 800-514-0521. Do you want to know the secret to putting extra money back in your pocket? Then switch your car insurance. And now you can make one phone call and shop dozens of insurance companies. Just like buying airline tickets, where it's easy to make one call that has all the best deals. We have great deals with most of the major top-rated insurance companies. We are your superstore for car insurance. We've switched people from their expensive car insurance plans and saved them hundreds of dollars a year. If you think you're paying too much for your car insurance, call now. It's easy to switch, and in 5 minutes, yes, just 5 minutes, you'll learn how much money you can save on your car insurance. Save yourself some money this year. Call now for your car insurance. Call eInsurance now for your free car insurance quote. 800-298-9093. 800-298-9093. 800-298-9093. That's 800-298-9093.
Thanks, everyone, for baking your way here on this toasty morning. Are you all ready to jam? Excellent. Before we get rolling, let's start by hashing out everything bagel we'll be discussing. Profit margins are okay, but they could maybe be butter. Sorry, I don't mean to waffle. Next quarter, it's all or muffin. Did you have a question, Sausage Patty?
My name's Patricia.
When you can't take your mind off breakfast, it matters where you stay. Delicious breakfast available at our Hilton family of brands. Hilton, for the stay.
Staples has everything for school at great prices. So this year you won't go back to school. You'll be ready to move forward and master fifth grade math.
I can't do this. It's impossible.
Not you, Dad. Your daughter. Staples will help her move forward.
Ah, right.
Right now, Staples comp books and number 2 pencils are just 50 cents each. Plus, 2 pocket paper folders are only 25 cents each. Everything on your list at amazing prices. Staples, we're not going back. We're going forward to school. Ends 8/27 in store only. Limit 30.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
And you know who never gets a death penalty? Are crazy people and mentally ill people. Anybody who's got a problem, like a Jeffrey Dahmer. Remember that guy? Was it 4 or 5 years ago? Dahmer was eating a lot of people. And they never gave him the death penalty because he was ruled insane. Well, what a surprise. But if a guy's crazy, that's the defense in America. He doesn't know what he did. He cannot be held responsible for his actions. Well, if he doesn't know what he did, then he doesn't know we're going to kill him. The guy's that crazy. You put the guy in the electric chair, we'll tell him it's a ride.
The one, the only, pit bull of comedy, Mr. Bobby Slayton, of course, started in 1981 here in San Francisco, California. Came from the East Coast. He was like an erratic guy. I thought he was always on drugs and the whole nine yards. But yeah, he's still rocking and rolling. They call him Yid Vicious. All kinds of different nicknames. But the bottom line is, he is Bobby Slayton. He's been on the show. He's been in the studio, signed these walls. Bottom line is, he is the pit bull of comedy. No doubt about that. Now, of course, we're going back to welterweights for a second because I'm getting some texts here regarding Crawford and Spence. People think that Crawford is the best fighter pound for pound in the world. Yeah, there may be some merit to that because without a doubt, he's 38-0. He's 34 years old, okay? That's the thing there. He's 34 years old. Of course, Spence is 32. Spence has been around a while as well, 28 and zip. But I don't think Spence is, as far as his all-time great and things like that are concerned, and pound for pound, and Ray Leonard and Thomas Hearns, things like that, I just don't know if we're going to revisit that type of era of boxing. Because I think Prentice Bird was the co-founder of the Kronk Gym with Emanuel Stewart in Detroit, Michigan. He was the guy that took care of a lot of the administrative duties. But anyway, Prentice Bird and I were walking off some food. us fighters, we used to walk off food. That's what we used to do. We would like eat our dinner. Let's go walk off our food. So we walk like if we're in a casino. We go to the golf course or something like that. So Prentice and I are walking through this golf course. I think we're in Cincinnati, Ohio. He says, "You mean, you know, Pedro, we're walking through the graveyards of boxing." I said, "What do you mean?" He goes, "There'll never be a Hagler and there'll be another Marvin Hagler and Tommy Hearns and Ray Leonard and Roberto Duran and Muhammad Ali and people like that. And you know, I don't even know if there'll ever be another Larry Holmes or a George Foreman." I said, "Why would you say that, Prentice?" He goes, "We're walking through the graveyards right now. This is the graveyards of boxing." That's what he thought back then. Of course, this was in 2002. So fast forward 20 years later, Prentice is still rocking and rolling. Boxing is now talking about this fight being one of the all-time classics. I'm talking about undefeated Spence and undefeated Crawford. I don't know. I mean, come on, what has Spence really done? Except he survived getting flipped out of a car at 150 miles an hour. I think that's the greatest thing he's ever accomplished in his entire life. I do. I don't think anything you do in the ring could ever top that. Without a doubt, you survive getting flipped out of a car 115 miles per hour, and there's video of it. What can I say? How can you survive? How can you top that? You can't. You're not going to beat Terrence Crawford. Crawford's a better fighter than you. He knows how to go up. He knows how to go down. He fights. He can improvise. Terrence Crawford can improvise. He'll come out. He'll switch up on you. Even fight southpaw. Doesn't matter. Crawford's got all kinds of different tricks in his game. He's got a complete arsenal of punches. The hooks, the right hands. He can go the opposite way. Hook with the other side. Throw left hands. I mean, he's just got it going on completely. He's a complete fighter. Errol Spence, not so complete right now. As far as welterweight is concerned, I don't think that's going to be an all-time great. If somebody say, pick your poison on that one, it's a flip-em fight. It's not a flip-em fight. Terrence Crawford should win that fight going away. Now, I was talking about Haseem Rahman a little bit earlier. Of course, he's going to take on Jake Paul. Jake Paul, of course, the undefeated lad. What is he, 5-0 with like 3 or 4 knockouts, something like that. Anyway, of course, he comes to us from the world of YouTube. He's a YouTuber. He's improved a lot from the first couple of fights I saw him in. Anyway, Rahman, I mentioned a little earlier in the fact that his father was on my show like hours after knocking out Lennox Lewis in South Africa. That's when Lennox trained with George Clooney and those people for Ocean's 11 or Ocean's 12. Remember that movie, Ocean's 12? Lennox was part of it. Well, Lennox is in Vegas smoking. I won't say that. Lennox was in Vegas partying with George Clooney and these guys doing the movie. Then he travels over to South Africa and gets his ass whooped. Yeah, a little lack of discipline on that point from the 1980. The Olympic gold medalist, of course, the man that beat Riddick Bowe down. I mean, he beat him in the amateurs. And of course, Riddick Bowe, consider maybe one of the most talented heavyweights come out of the game in the last 25 or 30 years, but he didn't have the intestinal fortitude to make it. He didn't have the balls. He didn't have it. He wasn't deep enough. I mean, he just wasn't. I remember when Jack Fisk and I encountered him after he was won the Olympic trials here in Concord, California in 1988, and Jack Fisk said to him, "How do you think you're going to be successful being fat?" Ooh, only Jack Fisk, a.k.a. Jacob Finkelstein, only the godfather of boxing writers could have the audacity and nerve to say something like that. But that's what he said. Okay, and he had a good point without a doubt. Anyway, back to Rahman. 12-1. The one loss was a knockout loss, and he lost to a guy named by the name of James Morrison, of course, who's related to Tommy the Duke Morrison, who I mentioned in hour number one, of course, who passed away from sepsis. I'm not going to get into a lawsuit type of thing back and forth with the Morrison family. They're willing to sue people. If you say Tommy died of AIDS, they will sue you. So I'm not saying that Tommy died of AIDS. I'm saying that Tommy reportedly died of AIDS or supposedly was suffering from AIDS, but evidently the final diagnosis was he died of sepsis poisoning, I believe, without a doubt. Anyway, back to Jake Paul. 5-0, about to go 6-0 because I think Haseem Rahman is going to fail here. I really do. I don't think that, although Rahman's got the size here, maybe he just doesn't have the intestinal fortitude to step up and realize, you know what, the entire house is going to be against you. The entire pay-per-view is against you. The promotion's against you. You are the opponent. He's never really been. He was the opponent against Tommy the Duke Morrison's kid as well, but not like he's going to be here. I mean, everybody in this place is going to be pulling for Jake Paul. Jake Paul is like the guy right now, the draw. 8 rounds, 8 3-minute rounds. And, of course, under that, Amanda Serrano will be part of that card defending her WBC and WBA, I believe, 126-pound featherweight title. Straight up, Jake Paul, rock and rolling, selling tickets. The Garden's going to be sold out. It just will be. It will be sold out. If it isn't sold out, I'll be definitely super surprised because I think he's got it there as far as the entertainment world's concerned, as far as boxer concerned. Of course, the fact that Amanda's local, she'll be able to draw. I think without a doubt, this place is going to sell out. Back to Prentice Bird. He's got a text on Prentice. Is Prentice still alive? Yes, Prentice Bird is still alive. I believe he's living in the L.A. area. And The co-founder of the Kronk Gym, he was a wonderful man to be around. He just was. He was the, I don't want to say Emmanuel was the brains. Emmanuel did a lot of the physical work. Behind the scenes, it was Prentice Bird. Prentice Bird did a lot of stuff behind the scenes. In fact, Prentice Bird, I consider like one of the unknown. He wasn't really unknown, but he doesn't get enough credit. Without a doubt, he just doesn't get enough credit. Anyway, I mentioned a little earlier, Tyson Fury looking for a fight. Says he's going to retire. Nothing can make him motivated again. Money can motivate him. Money will motivate him. I think if they give him like $35 or $40 million, he'll fight Derek Chisora. Of course, Chisora, a winner a fortnight ago against a guy that, so what he should have beat. But the bottom line is, he's like 90 years old going on 100. I'm talking about Chisora as a fighter. 90 going on 100. He's old. He's slow. He can put some punches together still, but he's only slow. And he's no match for the world heavyweight champion. But Tyson Fury, I guess in thinking in a benevolent, he was in a benevolent mode or something like that. But he said, if Chisora wins, I'll fight Chisora. And Chisora won. So I guess he's trying to put together a fight with Chisora. Of course, he would sell out Wembley Stadium. He would sell out any stadium in the UK twice over. Anytime Tyson Fury steps into a ring, he will sell it out. In the United States, he sold out the Staples Center, him and Deontay Wilder. People say, it was all Wilder. Wilder was the American. No. Tyson Fury brought a lot of people over here from across the pond. England, Ireland, they were there. A lot of people there. I was surprised after he got screwed in that decision down there at the Staples Center when they actually, just screwed him. I'm talking about Tyson Fury and called it a draw. Anyway, but the bottom line is I was really surprised that the crowd, the Irish crowd, the way they drink, because I've been around these Irishmen, okay, the way they drink, I was surprised they didn't go off. I thought there was going to be a riot. I'm sitting there at TV watching at home saying to myself, if this goes the other way, this crowd's going to get raucous. This crowd's going to go crazy. But instead, Tyson Fury, showing all the class in the world, he came on, he sort of like told his people to mellow out, unlike Donald Trump telling his people to march to the Capitol and go get Mike Pence and all that kind of good stuff. No, Tyson Fury was a little bit calmer than that. Tyson Fury, of course, calmed the situation. Now, Tyson Fury, of course, coming off the wins over Deontay Wilder and a couple other slobs, is he really primed to step up and fight somebody like an Oleg Usyk? Because Oleg Usyk is going to beat Anthony Joshua. There's no little doubt in my mind. When the guys hook it up in the second fight, of course, it'll be in Saudi Arabia sometime in August. When they hook it up for the second time, I can't see Oleg Usyk losing unless he lost it all mentally, unless this Ukrainian war took every ounce of concentration and energy out of his body. There's no way he can lose. Let me tell you like this. When you fight somebody and you beat them the first time, the chances of beating of the loser winning the second time are minimal. They always are. And they seem to be greater in this rematch than they are in the first fight. They just are, because the first fight is a bit of an upset. Second fight, usually one going away. When you beat a guy the first time, you can usually beat him the second time. Believe me, I had a couple of rematches, and there were some tough fights, without a doubt. Rematches are something you think about. You go to bed thinking about this guy. This guy beat me. This guy beat me. I got to beat him. This guy beat me. I got to beat him. This guy beat me. And that motivates you and, of course, gets you rolling this and that. But nothing is more troubling than watching a fight, winning a fight. You're watching this fight in your mind. It's going through. You're watching whether it's a junior Olympic fight, maybe one-minute rounds, JO fights, or three-minute rounds, the open amateur contest. You can watch yourself. You're watching yourself like through a mirror, through a camera, as you're fighting. You're seeing you're envisioning everything that's going around. You're seeing these punches connect. And even when you get clipped, you realize that as well. You're taking everything into consideration. So after the fight's over with, you know you won. Absolutely, you know you won. Okay, you're sitting there, you have a blackjack, you have an ace and a king. There's no way anybody at this table can beat you. And yet, the judges give it to the other guy. It's sort of like the best way I can describe getting robbed in boxing. It's sort of like playing blackjack in Las Vegas and getting a blackjack, a king and an ace, and guess what? Some guy with a 10 and a 7, 17 beat you. That's the best way I can describe it. This is Ring Talk, live worldwide, your inside look at the world of boxing and MMA. Next up, I'll bring you back in time. We'll go back to 1978. It was a 78? 74. 1974. Muhammad Ali, right after whipping George Foreman. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
800-761-9334. 800-761-9334. 800-761-9334. That's 800-761-9334.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
If I can't teach you one way, I'll teach you another. But I'm going to get the job done.
Check it. 26 minutes past, I'm going to make that 27 minutes past the hour number two of Ring Talk Live, Sunday, July 24th, 2022. My name is Pedro Fernandez. Welcome back to the show. Of course, this is the longest running fight show in history. Ring Talk Live Worldwide celebrates 38, 39. I've lost count. I've been on the air so long. I kid you not. I lost count of being on the air so long. But the bottom line is we're still rocking and rolling every Saturday and Sunday here in the Sports Byline studios. 11 a.m. Pacific time. That's 2 p.m. Eastern time live on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, SiriusXM, Satellite Radio, Channel 217, and 1,000 other internet platforms. Of course, always at sportsbyline.com. Want to mention the fact, of course, I'll get into that a little bit later. Hey, listen. Muhammad Ali and Joe Frazier and George Foreman, they went round and round. But, right, when Ali beat Foreman in 1974, it was a bit of an upset. Let's go post-fight.
Muhammad, you had a question.
Talking about fighting a karate man and not being afraid of anybody in a ring.
No.
But what things in life have you ever been afraid of? I know you don't like flying.
Being of the Muslim Islamic faith, I'm afraid of one thing. We all only, a true Muslim only fears Allah. Allah is the Arab name for God. Mm-hmm. We don't fear nothing but Allah. I don't like airplanes. I'm in them all the time, though. I can't say I can't stand flying, but I fly more than anybody. So I just gave up on worrying about it now. But it's a bad feeling when you get in a thunderstorm or it's cloudy and you hear lightning in the wings. It actually look like they're going to break in the plane, like it can't take no more stress. You understand? You've been in one of those flights?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, scary, right?
I saw you scared when those old ladies pushed you against the wall in the supermarket.
Yeah, that scared me. That? Yeah, they were really crushing me.
How did you get
thousands
out of
them?
John, come in.
Well, it's just that whenever anybody talks about you, they talk about your stinging and your floating and your psyching, but nobody's ever talked about the fact that you take a punch. You take a punch better than anybody since the war, apart from Marciano, I should think. But you do get hurt.
If I have to, I'll take one, yeah.
Yeah, I've seen you get hurt, and the way you get out of it is fool around or pretend it hurts a bit more than it did.
Yeah, you're right.
So which is the worst round? Was it the 11th against Fraser?
Yeah, now you're talking. You are a good observer. 11th round. Fraser, you're right. I've been hit, and I pretend. Jerry Quarry hit me. Bobby Foss hit me. Yeah. And I would like...
Right.
And they said, no, you're not tricking me. You're just trying to make me slip in. That's what they're thinking, playing possum.
Right.
But I was really hit. But if I had acted normal, it would have looked too genuine. So I was hit so hard, my toes were shaking until I saw I'm in trouble. So I said, I'm going to put a little emphasis. You know, and they laid back to see if I'm really hurt that bad. You had a question up there, fellow in red.
Well, I know that Ed's got one that comes on from there. Ed Stewart, over here, Mohammed.
Could you clear up, Mohammed, the time against Sonny Liston when you said that there was stinging in your eyes? What happened?
He looked like a Kennedy, don't he?
A kid?
Kennedy.
Oh, Kennedy, yeah. Well, I'm not.
Okay, well, stinging what?
Sonny
Liston.
Sonny Liston, you said your eyes were stinging. What happened there?
I'm going to tell you something. You hear about the crooked element in boxing? I'm going to tell you another truth, honest to God truth. A fella came to my gymnasium about a week before I left Zaire. He said, do you want to win that fight in Zaire? I said, yeah, I'm going to win. Well, I got something there's no way for you to lose. I said, what? He said, little gangster cat had his hat turned up. He's well known in the New York area. And his name's been in the news. I won't say nothing. He came up to me, honest to God. He said, he had a little stuff in a bottle. He said, you see this? Yes, hat turned down, about 70 years old, a little gangster fellow, you know. All I can say is he was Italian. And
I'm married to one.
Well, she's not a gangster. This is a gangster. He said, you take this, if you should get in trouble, rub this on your gloves. You can't see it, you can't smell it. It's hot. And then when you jab him, as soon as you touch him and the first bit of perspiration and just the heat, it won't blind him or hurt him for good, but for a few minutes, this man will actually not be able to see. And you use this if you have to. I took it. I said, okay. I wasn't going to use it. I wouldn't think about that. God would punish me if you think about something like that. I'm winning my fights. Honestly, I don't do that. Anyway, I still got the bottle. But the same fella was in Liston's corner the night that happened to me. And the same fellow is real tight with Jack Nylon, the Liston people. The same fellow. I can't say no names or nothing. You never guess who he is. But now, show you how he's about 70 years old, but he must have forgotten because he did that to me. And I could have popped him in the nose or had him arrested or anything. So that's what happened to me. Because you remember in the Liston fight, for one round, I couldn't hardly see. I was holding my hand out. Were you at that fight, Reg?
Yeah.
And I really couldn't see. I just cleared up for some reason. Okay. And that must be what they used on me, because it didn't happen to the fifth round after I got Liston in trouble. They put that same thing on me.
Nobody's ever asked you to throw a fight, Mohammed. You're not saying it the other way. Nobody's asked you to lose, have they?
No, not like that. They're trying to give me some gimmicks to win, but I wouldn't accept that.
Terry Mancini. Professional footballer in the back there, Mohammed.
Football?
Yeah, football.
He still play?
Yes, he does.
Bald head man playing football.
Yeah, Henry Cooper.
Henry put you on the floor when he was a bald-headed man.
Who said that?
He did. I'm the guy. Same guy.
I'll see you after the show.
No, I agree everything that people write about you, although I don't agree with the press a lot of the times. You're the greatest, tremendous, great showman, marvellous. You said earlier that they can't fill Yankee Stadium or the Houston Astrodome.
They can't what?
They can't fill it. They can fill it and they can fill it twice over. But your pre-fight build-ups, when you go to the weigh-in and they appear mock-up battles with the other opponent. Are they really? How much is towards the promotion
of the fight? Well, I'm not really wanting to fight there because I wouldn't be paid. But I really do be angry. I have to psych myself up. I put myself on spots. I say,
is this for press, Simon, for the build-up for the fight?
Well, not really, because the evening of the fight is when that happens, and it's really sold out by then. But it actually puts fear in your opponent, like George Foreman. Just before the fight, I'm looking at him, and the man's giving his instructions. I said, sucker, you are in trouble tonight. You are fighting the greatest fight of all times. You heard I was the greatest. Like you just said, you heard this, now you see it. I said, you said I was the greatest, but you're going to see. I'm fast, sucker. I'm going to burn you up. You were fighting your idol. When you were a little kid, you were hearing about me, you know. And he was. He wasn't even fighting. He didn't have his first fight in 1969. I'd been exiled 2 years after all I'd done. He just started fighting. So when I was fighting people like you in the 60s, he was just a little kid in junior high school. I said, you're meeting your master, your idol. He looked at me. Then I went back, first round, I laid in the corners, right? I said, come on, show me something. I talked through the whole fight. I don't know if you all know it. I talked through the whole fight. I said, come on, sucker. I said, show me something. They told me you could hit hard. You're just a sissy. Come on, sucker. Show me something. Come on, you can do better than that, George. You want to corner me? Here I am. You're waiting to corner me? And he just, and every once in a while, I just go, see, the quickest way to a point is a straight line. To hit me, he had to do that. And while he's doing that, I said, I'm tagging him with jabs, right? Pop, pop. You're a fighter, you know. When you ever meet a man coming at you like that, don't worry about it. Don't duck like it's so powerful. Just pop him. Pop. See? See, he's going. I done hit him before he got to you. He's sticking one in.
What else did you say to him, man? What else did you say to
him? Oh, I grabbed his head sometimes and I said, look at you. Look at you. Round 7. And you're tired. You have 8 more rounds to go. Come on, keep punching. I want you to get tired. I said, uh-oh. I said, this is the wrong place to get tired. This is the wrong place to get tired. And he's just throwing them. I said, and then he got a couple of bruises. You notice his face is kind of swollen. I said, look at you. You're the world heavyweight champion. You're the world. Whoop, he's hitting him. Whoop, you're the world heavyweight champion. And look at me. You can't. Pop, I hit you. Just say, watch out. Here come another one. Pop, I said, look at that. Look at that. He threw it in there. I said, come on. Come on, get him. I'm going back to the rope now. I laid back. I said, okay, take your best shot. Take your best shot. He's breathing. I said, oh, you finished, boy. You are in trouble. I said, you don't have but 2 chances, slim and none. You're in trouble.
And Slim just left town. Bottom line is, of course, Ali was talking about George Foreman. But to set up that fight, George Foreman had to fight Ken Norton. He defended that title down in 1973, early 73, early 74, in Caracas, Venezuela. I know Jack Fisk, the godfather of boxing writers, J.K. Jacob Finkelson, who I named my daughter after. I mentioned him in hour number one. He was there as well. But Ken Norton got knocked out, I believe, in the first round or the second round against George Foreman. So Ali and everybody are on the plane. Ali, Howard Cosell, and the whole nine yards are on this plane. Now, Caracas, Venezuela has a airstrip where the plane goes out and then it takes off over the water. Okay, so it starts to take off out over the water. So anyway, the plane's going down the runway, and all of a sudden, the last second, the pilot starts to stop. Hey! So the plane's skidding all over the place. The plane comes within 3 feet of the edge of the cliff. Right. Right? Howard Cosell's there. Muhammad Ali's there. He jumps up. Howard, I done saved your ass again. Muhammad Ali, 1974.
Here's a great way to save money on your prescription medications. If you take Viagra or Cialis, we can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men and women to improve their sexual performance. And now for the price of 2 or 3 pills, you can get nearly 100. There's no need to pay expensive prices for Viagra or Cialis. Call now with your prescription and pay as little as $2 a pill. We offer 24/7 service and always free delivery and confidential packaging. Change your life for the better and have fun. Call Pharmacy Shop 24/7 to get generic versions of Viagra or Cialis for as little as $2 a pill, plus free discreet shipping.
800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. That's 800-709-4409.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property, and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60 plus for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. That's 800-493-6118.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
My thing is that, you know what, we're all special. We know, like you said, nobody deserves to go out like this. And unfortunately, my card was dealt with, you know, having to go out like this. And, well, you know, all I can say is that I had 45 great, great, wonderful years of life. I had 20 good, wonderful, great people behind me throughout my boxing career, which is all the fans, all you guys from the press. You know, I love you guys. I appreciate all the everything you guys ever did for me.
Gennaro Chicanito Hernandez, 130-pound world champion. He died in 2011, June 7, 2011. That interview was taped June 5th, 2011. I'm glad we didn't go any deeper into that because I would have been crying. Again, I was crying when we did it on the air that day. Without a doubt, that was one of the most... It was really a rough show, without a doubt. But he was 38-2, stopped two times, lost to Oscar De La Hoya and Floyd Mayweather. Why is this guy not in the Boxing Hall of Fame? Tell me why Gennaro Hernandez, 38-2, 17 KOs, world champion, lost to Oscar De La Hoya, pound for pound, one of the better fighters of the past 25, 30 years, without a doubt. And, of course, Mayweather, one of the best fighters in the world of a lot of people. But the bottom line is, those are the only two guys he lost to, and he's not in the World Boxing Hall of Fame. What's going on with that? Bottom line is, Gennaro deserves to be there. Now, let's take things back in time. May of 1989, I'm kicking it, and where were we at? Palm Beach, Florida. Ray Leonard and I are getting ready. I'm getting ready for the Tommy Hearns fight. Of course, Tommy Hearns and Ray Leonard are going to hook it up June the 12th. 1989, I'm getting ready for the fight. I'm down there. I went down there to train with Ray. Everything but sparring. Gym work, pad work, run work, diet, but jacuzzi, but no sparring with Ray Leonard. There's no way in the world I would ever, ever, ever even contemplate sparring with Ray Leonard. He was the most dominant welterweight I've ever seen in my life, and that includes Sugar Ray Robinson. I kid you not, he was the best welterweight ever. I mean, had Thomas Hearns went out there and tried to knock him out, and they fought when they fought the first time in September of 1981. I think he might have knocked out Ray Leonard, but he didn't try to. He tried to outbox Ray, much like Marvin Hagler did. I don't get this. Why do you try to outbox the greatest boxer, one of the greatest boxers of all time? I'll never understand that one. Bottom line is, Ray Leonard and I, May 1989, Palm Beach, Florida. Let's take it there.
Ray, 19 years boxing now, Olympic gold medalist, 5 world titles. What more is there for you to attain?
Well, Pedro, for me, I just like to do what I want to do. You know, for me, boxing has been such an integral part of my life, opening doors, creating better avenues for me and other people. And as long as I still can do it, you know, I say, why not? I don't complain about getting up in the mornings to do world work. You've ran with me a number of times, and I enjoy the competition. This is a part of my life, and for as long as I can do it.
You're 33 years old, but because of your layoff and you are off for a couple years, how old is Ray Leonard's body physically?
Well, you know, I never put an age on my body because I think once I do that, I limited myself to the duration of time I have left in the ring. I put no relevance to how old I am. I think it's just a matter of how I feel. I think it's a matter of what I exhibit in the ring and outside the ring. That pretty much equates my age.
The hunger is still there?
The hunger is always there. People fail to realize that I love to win. I love the challenge. I thrive on winning. I thrive on victory. And if that wasn't the case, I wouldn't be in here working out as hard as I do. I wouldn't be taking my body through rigorous workouts, training, role work, dealing with the media, the scrutiny of exploitation. I wouldn't deal with that.
If Little Ray or Bobo, you've got two boys now. Ray, Little Ray is not little anymore. He wears your clothes, or you wear his.
Well, I wear his. Well, you know, to be honest with you, I don't wear his clothes anymore. I think he's a large. I'm still a medium.
Okay, what if Little Ray or Bobo wanted a box? Would you approve of that?
You know, that's a very interesting question. If he really wanted to, but I also would make him realize the comparison would be too much. You're talking about peer pressure for young people. That's an enormous amount of pressure because of the comparison to his old man. I wouldn't want to see that happen. And thank God, Little Ray has his own mind. He's more musically inclined. He loves athletics. He more so wants to play basketball and football.
What about Bobo? He's quite a character.
If anything, Bobo, Jarrell, I don't know. He's very precocious. I think he has the ambition and the talent to be a politician.
Ray, if either of them had a damaged retina and had it repaired, how would you feel about letting them box again?
You know, Pedro, that is too hypothetical to even say because, you know, being a parent, naturally you fear the risk factor. But I think in order for my son to be happy, he has to do what he wants to do. If it's productive, you know, people say, well, Ray, it's inexplicable that you returned to the ring. You suffered an injury, a very serious injury. But I think we must appreciate medical technology, the advancement, arthroscopic surgery. You have a lot of people, a lot of athletes that suffer the same injury, football, baseball, soccer, every type of physical contact sport. But because of who I am, because of the individualism of my particular sport, I am pretty much singled out.
You told me before that you're an amateur ophthalmologist.
I think I am, because from personal experience, personal evaluation, I think being a spokesman, I think I've been able to understand the anatomy of retinal surgery.
In your own words, you've created your own destiny. You've through free agency. How did that start?
Well, I've watched great fighters in the past without naming them. And I've always said, you know, what happens afterwards? Because I've always hated the term boy, although a lot of people don't mean it the way they say it, but I think it's the tone of voice that you use, or my fighter. And, you know, and my fighter is boxing terminology of saying, you know, I represent this young man. But sometimes I have problems saying, that's my fighter. You know, that's who I represent. And I never wanted anyone to say, that's my fighter, because I'm no one fighter but my own.
Is Andrew Maynard your fighter?
Andrew Maynard is my client. He is my protege. You know, sometimes we have a tendency to stumble and say, my fighter. But I think it's what's from the heart that people are able to perceive what you really mean.
Okay, Maynard is an Olympic gold medalist. You've got another kid down here, a Canadian named Dan Sherry. He's looking pretty promising.
Well, Dan Sherry, you know, he's a young man that I also have high hopes. And there are people that say, well, these guys are just ordinary fighters. Well, with the exception of Andrew because of his Olympic exposure. But one thing about it, if anything, I prefer to have a young man that is self-motivated, that has self-discipline, that's productive, that's clean-cut, as opposed to having a guy that's world-beater. Because the guys that I have are very decent young men.
You've easily almost made $100 million in the ring. Where will it stop? You're taking it one fight at a time, am I right?
One fight at a time. You hit it right on the head. One fight at a time. People say, well, Ray don't know when he quit. His ego and his arrogance and this and that makes him continue. That's right. That's what makes me who I am. Because if you didn't have confidence in yourself, you can't make it in this world. Let it be business or athletics. You got to have some type of confidence.
Okay, let's talk about the rematch with the Hitman from Detroit, Thomas Hearns. We're about a week away now. How do you feel about this fight? This is the first time that you've fought in the guy again that you've already beaten.
I feel great. You know, I've been working on a variation of styles with variation of opponents and challengers. I hate calling them sparring partners sometimes, But the young men that I work with are fast, and I think this, I feel this way rather, that, that they are so tenacious in so many rounds that if I can contend with them, I can contend with anybody. I'm looking forward to a big fight with Tommy Hearns. I am prepared for whatever he should do. I've worked on balance, I've worked on peripheral vision, I've worked on counterpunching, I've worked on strong punches, body shots. You know, the other day, all body shots. One day I worked on defense, offense. I'm ready for whatever he should do.
Okay, I watched it the other day. In case, when Hearns gets hurt, he has a habit of grabbing. I mean, like Hulk Hogan, headlocks, hammer locks, the works. I watched you physically push your sparring partners off. I mean, physically, you were rough.
Well, that would be the case, too, because I watched him with James Kitchen, and the way he grabbed Kitchen, I'm, if anything, you know, Tommy Hearns held on for dear life. It was ugly, but it was survival. But I'm ready for whatever he should do.
Okay, Tommy says that your shot, he says that you say that he's shot, he says that your shot is the biggest fight in the history of boxing, a battle between two shot warriors.
I don't necessarily feel that I'm shot, and I don't particularly agree that Tommy's shot. I think Tommy's had some problems in the past and in his previous performances, but total shot, no. He still wins. He's perseverance.
So how does Ray Leonard see the fight? June 12th, the bell's about to ring, Ray.
It depends on how Tommy approaches the fight. You know, speculations that he's going to try to outbox me, he can't do that. I don't care how much he rides a bicycle. As far as trying to knock him out with one punch, I've been hit by a light heavyweight, you know, so the punch is not a factor. If anything, if you had asked me this question 3.5 months ago and I wasn't training, then I have a problem. I don't have a problem with Tommy Hearns.
You told me that to tell Tommy, I quoted you in Flash Magazine, is knocking me out is not a reality.
It's not a reality. You know, Tommy Hearns, he's living this this world that he's still the hitman. He should get away from that nickname. That nickname doesn't fit anymore.
The last couple of fights, he's resembled the Hurt Man.
Well, he's been more so on the receiving end of the pitcher now. So if anything, I'm going there to win. I don't care what happens, I'm going there to win.
Okay, Ray, let's talk about you. Who's your arch enemy, Roberto Duran? He's still around.
He's not my arch enemy. You know, he's not.
Ray, you haven't talked to Duran lately.
To be honest with you, I hate this. I can't say it on television. No, I don't mean. We have verbal confrontations and we say things about each other. I think that's the nature of the sport. But there is no direct animosity towards Duran. I respect Duran from what he's achieved in boxing because naturally he's contributed to the sport of boxing and he's brought more attention. If anything, if we should meet, the best man is going to win.
Did he cheat you out of your just desserts when he quit on you in the eighth round?
I don't think he cheated me out of anything. I don't know why people feel that way. If anything, he cheated himself out of being claimed the greatest. Okay.
Duran, Leonard, Nunn, I mean, there's a chance you're going to fight all these guys. First of all, let's talk about Michael Nunn. We had that confrontation that Pedro instigated in Las Vegas when we were out there on the floor, and I said you came off tonight. You were perceived on HBO as being fearful of Michael Nunn. Let's get the record straight. Are you scared of Michael Nunn?
When you asked me, Pedro, I was on the dance floor at Botany's. I was dancing. I didn't think about Michael Nunn. But if anything, I think Michael Nunn is really a great fighter and a great champ. He represents the championship very well. He's not a great fighter yet. That's too premature. Because just tell you how people feel. All of a sudden now, Michael Nunn was a guy that couldn't pack a punch, a guy that was a boring fighter. All of a sudden now, he knocks out Colin Bay. He the greatest thing since Mom's apple pie. I mean, they should really stick to what they're saying. Before I became great, or if they considered me great, I had to beat Hearns, Duran, Hagler. I don't believe in greatness. There was only a few great fighters. That was Ali, Sugar Ray Robinson, Joe Louis, and Rocky Marciano.
Okay. Any closing comments?
I can't wait to June 12th.
Good enough, sir. Good luck to you.
Thank you, Pedro. You going to run tomorrow?
I'll be running. You going to run tomorrow morning?
Yeah, 5:30.
Sunday. I'm leaving tomorrow at 10. I'll run with you tomorrow morning.
Okay, babe.
Okay. Sugar Ray.
Nothing quite like running with the greatest athlete I've ever seen. I kid you not. Of course, we ran 2.5 miles hand in hand right next to each other. I'm with him, right? In the last half mile, the truck that was following us disappeared. Ray Leonard and the truck disappeared. That's how fast he was. I kid you not. A couple notes before we go to the break. Want to mention the fact I am recovering from a torn rotator cuff in my left shoulder. Don't know how it happened. I was throwing a hook and, you know, it sort of hurt my shoulder. I went to physical therapy and made it worse. So I went to see my acupuncturist and I've got granny green jeans. Of course, I got some marijuana balm I'm putting on there, some herbal balm I'm putting on there. I'm going to see the acupuncturist, and guess what? My stuff has improved greatly. I'm trying to tell you, it's like maybe a 70, maybe I'm like 20% away from being 100% with my left arm. I kid you not. That's how, and that in less than a month and a half. So I want to give both my acupuncturist, my man over there at the Oakley Acupuncture Project, of course, give him all kinds of props, and give Granny some props for that balm. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Check it. Always your inside look at the world of boxing and MMA. Pound for pound, the best woman in the world. I'll say it again. See Inessa Sastrada, 22-0.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I hope that you understand not one single person, not one single committee can do anything for boxing. It is absolutely necessary that we all get together, we work together, we respect each other, we like and love each other.
The one, the only, the great Don Jose Suleiman, founder of the World Boxing Council. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Somebody asked a little earlier, what was that stuff Ali was talking about? It was called Moncel Solution, that stuff they put on Sonny Liston's gloves and it got in his eyes. They use it to close cuts. It's an illegal cut medicine. It was used by some of the veteran cut men. I know they used it on Iran Barkley, and Barkley had to have surgery afterwards. It's called Moncel Solution, but that's what blinded Muhammad Ali during that rematch with Sonny Liston. July 30th, 2022, the UFC, of course, coming at you on a pay-per-view card. I'm talking about the women's champion, Julianna Penna, 135 pounds. She stopped Amanda Nunes. Of course, Amanda Nunes is a girl to beat that Holly Holm, Ronda Rousey. She beat everybody. She was kicking everybody's ass, right? She beat Raw, Cyborg Santos, you name it. Amanda was considered like the GOAT. But Amanda got submitted in the second round against Juliana Pena last time around. Probably the same thing's going to happen in the second fight, because I'm telling you, man, rematches, once you lose the first fight, rarely do you win the rematch. Bottom line is Juliana Pena defending the championship next week on the UFC card against Amanda Nunes. That is the main event. Co-feature Brandon Moreno versus Kai Kara France. Outstanding card. I guess if you can steal it. I wouldn't say steal it. I would say watch it without paying for it. I never want to advocate stealing. Anthony, I'm not advocating stealing. No theft. No cable theft. What I'm trying to tell you is if you can watch it through the window, like at somebody else's house, or like me go up to the strip club and get breasts included, yes, that's a good deal. Bottom line is you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Anthony Sandoval is behind it. He's the man that's pulling all the buttons back there. He's done an outstanding job today. Want to thank him for his diligence and being there for me without a doubt. I want to say hello to the cut man down there in Colorado. Evidently, he was on a cross-country trip, which he didn't like too much. But the bottom line is, cut man, why would you even get in the car for longer than a day to cross-country without a whole bunch of weed? You must have been out of your mind. Bottom line is, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. 37, make that 38 plus years now of knocking out all bums. My name is Pedro Fernandez. I am your ever so modest host. I thank you for tuning in to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Of course, we are a production of Sports Byline. You can catch us live on Veev TV. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Often imitated, but never duplicated.